Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe, that third seemed like kind of an uncharacteristic inning for you. The two walks, the throwing error, just sort of what do you think went wrong for you there?
Yeah, I didn't really have great stuff tonight, from the bullpen all the way out to the fifth inning. had a lot of trouble getting the extension side stuff going to righties, and that kind of sets up everything for me. It allows my slider to play better, the cutter to play better. So I felt like I was working with half the weapons tonight. But I was battling, man. I mean, I made some good pitches in that inning. The Eaton double, that was a good pitch. The Rendon, two RBI, I thought it was a good pitch. And they made some poor pitches. The homer was, the most painful pitch of the night. But, it was one of those nights where I didn't have my stuff, and I was, battling best I could.
Did you feel like you had a play at second?
Yeah, I had a play at second. I lost my footing and slipped a little bit and caused the ball to run a little bit arm side. But, that's a play that I need to make right there, at least get one out. I thought we had a chance to get two if I make a good throw.
Joe, how frustrating is this stretch? And I know you've been asked that a lot, but I mean, you guys have won consecutive games once since the All-Star break. The last time you started, we talked about sort of getting traction, and it just seemed like it didn't take. Does it feel like that's kind of happening with you, with other guys? Just you guys get one or two steps, and you're not able to get to third.
Yeah, it sucks. There's not really much you can say about it. We're doing everything we can to come out of it. Guys preparing the right way. We're just not getting the results we want.
You mentioned you felt like you didn't have your stuff kind of right from the jump. How much does that weigh on your mind throughout, and do you kind of try to overcompensate knowing that you're...
I've been in that spot before, and I have overcompensated, and that's done me no good. So, I was trying to keep myself calm, and it's easy when you're moving well and you feel like you're able to, you got your good stuff that night. There's, not really much thought in the back of your mind. It's just all confidence and focus on execution. Times where you don't feel like you have your great stuff, you can't go out there and just do the same thing over and over and hope for good results. You gotta try to make adjustments and, make quick fixes. And, I was a little bit caught up in trying to find a, find a fix that can allow me to get to that extension side and execute pitches better. And I wasn't really able to do it very well.
Was it more the matter of how your stuff was moving, or how you were able to control it?
More so control. I mean, I was in the zone.
Yeah.
A couple walks.
The first couple pitches.
First couple walks.
Spots.
Yeah. The first inning, a couple pitches over the heart of the plate that got hit pretty hard. Was able to keep them in the park, fortunately. And then, throughout the course of the next couple innings, I executed a lot of pitches. But situations where I need to execute pitches to put guys away, I wasn't able to do it. To gain control of counts, I wasn't able to do it. So. You put yourself in tough spots throughout the evening, that usually is what happens.
Anything physical that led to that? A couple of starts ago, you said your back tightened up. Was
no,
anything like that?
No, I actually felt pretty good tonight. Just wasn't able to get that extension side, and sometimes when you're not able to get there, like we talked about, you try to compensate or you try to make an adjustment to make your stuff get there, and it's tough to do that against big league hitters in a good lineup. When you're not really focused on executing the pitch, you're more focused on trying to make a mechanical adjustment. So.
Talk some about staying positive and keeping the guys together, keeping you guys, teammates and everything. Yeah. That still means I get harder. Is it kind of more or less?
No, man. I mean, tomorrow's a new day. It's a long season, a lot of games, and a bad night for me tonight isn't going to make me come to the field and bring that negative energy for Brault and the rest of the guys who have to compete tomorrow. So, I'll do my research and my video work and stuff tomorrow and fix what I need to fix, and I'll be right for my guys' side to support them tomorrow.
Along those lines, kind of, Clint just had to answer a question about his job. It's natural in this game, of course, and it's pro sports. Mm-hmm. How do you react to that, I guess?
It's not my concern at all. He's in control of what he's in control of, and we're in control of doing our job, so... I know a lot of pressure goes back on him, and we're not doing our job, and that's not necessarily fair to him. But we just got to play better as a team. There's a lot of things we got to do better. We're not scoring very much. We're not pitching very well. We're getting spurts of it, but I think good teams are able to do that consistently throughout the course of the season, and we just haven't really done that. So, but like we talk about, man, you got to stay positive. You got to be able to have a short memory and put this stuff behind you and get ready for the next day.
You credit stalling so much when things are going well. How does he help steady you and help you adapt on the fly through a rough outing like this?
He does. I mean, you know, he's able to see back there what's working and what's not working. He knows my delivery pretty well. He's caught me in my last maybe 10 or so. So he sees what I'm moving, how I'm moving when I'm throwing the ball well and how I'm moving when I'm not throwing the ball well. So, you know, he can only do so much, you know, verbally or with motions to show me and help me try to get something to fix it. But ultimately, it's up to me to make the adjustment. So.
If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.